This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, April 12th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Indonesian court sentenced a Christian YouTuber who had converted from Islam to 10 years in prison on April 6th. His crime? He allegedly criticized Muhammad, the founder of the Islam religion. UCA News reports that Muhammad Case, age 56, was a Muslim cleric before he was converted in 2014. This may be the worst official persecution of Christians in Indonesian history. Revelation 2 verses 10 and 11 says, "Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." On April 6th, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Burma Act in response to the military coup and persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in Myanmar. The legislation is allocating $221 million in humanitarian aid. Plus, it authorizes the use of sanctions against those undermining Myanmar's democracy. Irrawaddy News calculates that a total of 50 churches or Christian ministry buildings have been destroyed between January 2020 and January 2021. The Chin Baptist Convention claims 915 churches, with 90% claiming to be Protestant Christian. Chin State has the largest concentration of professing Christians in Asia. The cruelty of the military junta was particularly demonstrated on Christmas Eve, when they burned 35 people alive in a village in Kaya State. The World Bank is estimating an 11% drop in the Russian gross domestic product this year, and a 45% drop in the Ukrainian GDP. The GDP is the monetary value of all goods and services made in country during a given year. Russia's per capita GDP last year was approximately $10,600. That will drop to $9,100. The Ukrainian per capita GDP will drop to about $2,000. Next Monday, April 18th, ends the mask mandate on public transportation, airlines, and in airports, as directed by the White House, reports Forbes.com. However, there is a caveat. The president could arbitrarily choose to extend the mandate before then. 21 state attorneys general, all Republicans, have filed suits to end the mandate. According to the Airports Council International, the busiest airports in the world are located in Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver. Over the last 2 years, Orlando, Denver, and Charlotte, North Carolina's airports have gotten busier, launching them into the top 10. Inflation in Europe is hitting the stratosphere now. For example, Netherlands is posting an 11.9% year-over-year inflation, reports Reuters, and the euro area is a little over 7%, which was to be expected. The European Union increased its quantitative easing by $4.6 trillion over the last 2 years. That's equivalent to about 25% of the gross domestic product of the entire European Union. The Nasdaq Composite scraped $13,500 yesterday, registering about a 1,000-point drop in a week, and Bitcoin lost 3,500 points over the weekend, dropping another $40,000 on Monday. Cryptocurrency has lost about $800 billion in capitalization since last November. By contrast, gold is up 8% since last November, hovering around $1,954 per ounce, reports Kitco.com. Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer has filed a lawsuit calling for the state Supreme Court to establish abortion there as a constitutional right, reports LifeNews.com. In another attempt to secure the practice of convenience abortion in the state, should the U.S. Supreme Court reverse Roe v. Wade, this lawsuit is targeting a 1931 state law that banned abortion except to save the life of the mother. A 1997 Michigan appeals court ruling underscored the fact that the Michigan Constitution allows no right to an abortion. Michigan would be the 17th state to guarantee access to child killing if the High Court reverses Roe v. Wade. This would reduce the states restricting the legal status to abortion to 20. Psalm 10 verses 3 through 8 speaks to this. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places, he murders the innocent. Currently, Guttmacher lists 12 states which have post-Roe laws banning abortion if Roe is overturned. And finally, pro-abort nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, midwives, and physician's assistants will now be allowed to kill babies in Maryland starting July 1st. Left-wing legislators overrode the Republican governor's veto to enact House Bill 937, which will also use state monies to train more abortionists. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.